The just-completed congressional baseball game is one of the oldest continuous traditions in Washington. It's much more than a pickup game. The teams practice regularly. Once it's game time, hundreds of Hill staff members, families, friends, and fans show up to see who will take home the trophy. Federal News Radio sent Scott Massioni out to get the backstory.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
The iconic song came out just 1 year before the first annual congressional ballgame in 1909. This year, the Republicans and Democrats suited up to defend their honor on the baseball field. But things have come a long way since the days of the early 20th century, and I went down to the field this year to see what strategy went into the game, what it took to set it all up, and what the fans think of their elected representatives in baseball attire. Representative Joe Barton of Texas put together this year's congressional baseball game. Barton says congressional staffers did a lion's share of the work, and the game raised about $500,000 for charity. But once he was on the field, Barton had his head in the game. The Republicans have lost now 7 years in a row. Here's Barton.
We've had some really good practices. Our team has some ability athletically. It's just up to the baseball gods. If we play our best game, it'll be a very competitive game. Now, if we give them runs, as we've done the last 2 years, they'll take advantage of us, which is what baseball is all about.
Who's the best hitter and who's the best catcher?
Well, the best hitter in the game is Cedric Richmond on their side. On our side, Marlon Stutzman's a real good hitter from Indiana. Costello from Pennsylvania is a good hitter. Rooney from Florida is a good hitter. We've got a lot of guys that can hit the ball. In addition to Cedric, they have Murphy, is probably one of their better hitters.
Anheuser-Busch, one of the sponsors of the game, was thinking a little bit more outside the diamond. Anheuser-Busch's D.C. representative, Doug Bailey, was at the game.
We cheer for the delegates of Congress to represent our employees, right? So we've got about 8 or 9 guys that are playing in today's game on both sides of the aisle. And so we'll pull for those guys and hope that our members of Congress have a good showing today. Whoever wins is fine, but as long as our guys do good, we're happy.
So do they get a bonus for playing well? Is that...
I don't know about a bonus. We're just happy that that our members not only represent us well back home, but they come here and they represent on the baseball field too. So it's a lot of fun for us.
Great. And how about the fans? Do you have anything going on for the fans today too?
We do. Interestingly enough, we have about 20 employees from around the country that are in town this week. They spent yesterday and today up on the Hill talking to our members of Congress about all of our issues and what's going on. And so we were able to bring them to the stadium tonight. We have a concert going on up in center field right now, and so they're a part of that. And then they'll stick around and watch the game for us tonight, too.
While Bailey and Barton hung out by the dugouts, I went to talk to some of the players in this year's game. One of the most high-profile players is Senator Chris Murphy, who recently held a filibuster demanding the Senate vote on gun legislation.
It's nice to get your mind off everything that's happened in Washington over the last 8 days. This is one of my most fun days, nights of the year. So looking forward to winning another one. I don't know what this is, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row for the Democrats.
So Representative Barton, he said you're one of the best hitters on this team. So are you going to hit a home run this today?
I am a consistent hitter in that I can make contact every time, but I pose no risk of hitting the outfield wall.
Senator Joe Donnelly was also warming up. Senator, what position are you playing tonight?
I'll be the first baseman, I think. You never know. You gotta wait till the lineup's given to you. Yeah.
And what kind of insider baseball are you going to talk with the other guys?
Well, just make sure that we're fielding our position. We're backing each other up. We know how many outs there are, and we keep our head in the game.
But as 7 p.m. neared, the teams got ready to take the field and play for keeps. The Democrats went over some last-minute strategy before the game.
Let's talk to one another, okay? Let's jump on these guys early. Make this guy throw strikes. And listen, here's another thing. These guys, Walker has a slow delivery, and he doesn't throw the ball that fast. You should be able to get don't be afraid to get a little bit of a lead on him. Okay, your first base coach will get you back. We are going to run on this guy.
And the Republicans focused more on morale.
1, 2, 3,
GOP!
And I think you know what's next.
Play ball!
While the players started the game, I took to the stands to see what the fans were up to. What's your name?
Dylan Batra.
So are you cheering for the Republicans or the Democrats, or you don't care?
Democrats.
Democrats, how come?
Just cause.
What's your name?
Tara Bird. I'm an intern.
Okay, so who are you interning for?
Congressman Al C. Hastings.
Al C. Hastings, okay.
Of Florida, District 20.
Of Florida, District 20. And what do you do as an intern so far?
I've been writing constituent mail, I've been logging mail, I've been attending briefings, I attended the Florida delegation meeting on Zika, which was really cool.
And how long have you been here in D.C. now?
Almost 4 weeks total, a month.
And you like it so far?
I love it so far.
So what brought you to the game? Were you like forced to come because he wanted someone to watch him?
No. I heard about it last week from another staffer, and she said they were really fun, and I thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Representative Langevin, what brings you to the baseball game today?
I love the annual congressional baseball game. It's a fun night out, and here with my friends, and looking forward to a good game tonight.
And I'm assuming you're cheering for the Democrats today?
I am totally cheering for the Democrats. They are going to be the winning team again. I'm highly confident of that, but it's all for a good cause and great fun, and everybody's having a good time. That's just the way it should be.
And that's exactly the way it was. But as for Langevin's Democrats, they lost. The final score was 8-7. Now, I'm going to go get a hot dog. In Nationals Park in Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.